Oh, I got 2:02.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you're the chairman, use your watch.
What time do you have? Did you need it?
The rush on me, do you mind signing?
Are you going to go step by step on your letter so that it doesn't matter if the record is?
Yeah, I will. Okay, the House Rules Committee come to order at 2:03. In attendance is Representative Wallace, Representative Fuller, Representative Lusendorf, and myself, Representative Miller. What we have today is regarding the calendaring of the daily calendar. And in your package, you will find the memorandum from Billy Barrier, Director of our Legal Services, who said that, basically what he has said in his memorandum is that the House Rules Committee may delegate the authority to the chairman of the committee of House Rules to prepare the daily calendar. Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what we're saying is that it's not necessary to look at every bill before the committee in order for you to function effectively to prepare the daily calendar. And I think historically, for the last 20 years, we've done it this way, and no one until this time has questioned the validity or the propriety of it. But I support you very much in this, and I'll shut off now because you probably want to say something.
Okay, I would like to say that Representative Davis is also in attendance. Well, this was originally brought up as I've talked to many members that have been around here for a long time, and they can really never remembering the Rules Committee meeting on every bill and calendaring it, having committee reports and everything else. I believe that there has been some, this has been occurring for the last 2 years in the Senate, but even that is not precedented. It just started occurring. Just seems kind of a glitch in the rules, and as much that it really doesn't address it either way, one way or the other. It doesn't mention it in the rules at all. So this is just a formality we're going through so that there is no misunderstanding. And there will be, from time to time, we may have to meet as a committee to clear up some technical matters in a bill, or there might be some last-minute amendments that come up. And so this does not preclude the committee from in meeting, but it would just to cut down on unnecessary meetings, so we won't have to have 5-minute meetings every day to make up the daily calendar for the next day. Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Apparently someone has requested this, and I don't really care whether, I know who it is or what, but I would just like to ask, in the request to do it the other way, have the Rules Committee have to sit down and look at every bill and make a judgment on it. Has there been any positive information that changing it to another way than we're doing it now is going to shorten the session, enhance the quality of the bill, et cetera, et cetera? Has anybody given you anything solid on this, that there's a good reason why they want to do it?
No, Representative Fuller, nobody has really come up with a good reason, and it, everything in our indications, just from looking at it from the surface, it looks like if anything it might slow us down in our daily agenda, because sometimes it's hard to meet as a committee, trying to get everybody pulled together. And sometimes we would have to recess on the floor, come in here and have a committee meeting to get some bills out on the floor. And I really have had no positive input as to regards to that, this would help enhance the legislation which we are passing through.
Through the chair, Mr. Chairman, to the Speaker of the House, if I read this right, Mr. Speaker, does that mean then that the Rules Committee is going to be a committee of reform?
referral for every bill that comes through the House?
Well, the Rules Committee, when it has things, when it's just the one single standing committee that's referred to, mainly is for a consent calendar. And as a rule, unless there's a major problem, it's referred from the floor back to Rules to take care of any amendments. But the way we've been operating in the past is that the Rules Chairman, sitting down with the Speaker of the House, will look at the bills to prepare for calendaring and do it. And if one of the standing committees that heard it last all of a sudden comes to us while we're still having rules and say, oh, we forgot this particular statutory reference or this, then we sit down as a committee of the whole and then work on that glitch. But Representative Fuller, you've been Rules Chairman, and you know how that goes. When the Finance Chairman brings something to your attention, or the Judicial Chairman brings something to your attention. But
I understand that, but it appears to me on the surface of this request is that really you're looking at it as another standing committee to review every bill. And I don't think that we have the time to do this. Certainly, I'm hoping that the standing committees, are, most of them have two referrals, and if there's any legality, it goes to the judiciary, and then still goes to finance. Once again, I want to say, we're faced with 120 days. Now, are we going to, and I understand being a dual chairman for 3 years, how difficult it is to get the people to meet just for simple things like you were just referring to. But to look at every bill that's going to go to the floor, I can tell you right now you're going to slow this process down to the point where we're not going to get through 100 days. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. Representative Davis.
Thank you. I apologize for being late. I set my clock. Seems like my clock's going slow. But is there some kind of proposal on the report, or are we working on a proposal? Well, I read it, but I mean, it doesn't really say that we have to meet as a committee. Is that correct? That's my understanding of reading it. We don't.
Well, right. What we do have to do is for the committee to meet and to delegate the authority to the chairman to make up the daily calendar.
We have to formally do that.
Yes. I would also like to mention that Representative Pinalberry is also in attendance.
Well, if I could continue, Mr. Chairman. I believe maybe our former Rules Chairman could correct me on it, but I think only maybe once or twice last year we had a bill before the Rules Committee, which was, there was some changes that were done to the bill after it left finance. It was, I think, the Panama Valley State Forest. I think there was some changes in the rules. And that's about the only time when the committee actually functioned as a committee. But that could be, is that correct?
Generally, there was more meetings than just one.
Well,
but there was to dot I's and,
right,
and exactly. not take any big amendments and change it all around.
So it's if I could get another clarification, Mr. Chairman. So it's within your, it's within the power of this committee to exercise as a committee anytime they so wish.
Definitely.
But for a simple calendar bill, that's what you're asking us is to a form of a motion to give you that authority.
Correct, and I had mentioned earlier that, you know, that does not preclude us from meeting as a committee, because there are times that we will have to meet as a committee to take care of those problems that we, you know, had 2 years ago and last year. To dot the I's and cross the T's, or we forgot a reference statute somewhere in the bill and it needs to be taken care of before it goes to the floor. And sometimes the Rules Committee is the first committee of first referral on some things, and have a meeting then. Representative Paulus.
Mr. Chairman, while they're arguing about who's going to make the motion, very quickly, the Rules Committee basically is a procedural committee that handles the actual procedure and making sure that everything clerically is correct, and you know, that we do calendar. Not necessarily one of an investigating committee, unless we get into some type of snag that's brought to our attention by another standing committee.
Like it should be just in the
technically, there is one Representative Martin is on the committee.
As I understand, for the sake of my edification, as I understand, it's been proposed that we should have the same committee procedure and county procedure of the Senate, and we're about to say, no, we're going to just keep it as it is. Is that too much of a simplification of the process?
Yeah, well, what has happened is that the Rules Committee in the Senate and in the House have been operating over the years in the same manner that we have been operating at present. And Representative Pettyjohn was in the Senate during the time which a certain individual was elected senator that wanted to glorify that and use it for the media hype, changed it and decided that that's the way they're going to do it. But our legal counsel has told us, no, it's not necessary, that the Rules Committee may designate the chairman to calendar the bills. And the only time that we'd meet as a committee if there is some type of procedural or technical situation that comes up, like the Finance Committee or the Judicial Committee or the Committee of the Last Referral before it gets us, says, oh, we forgot this, and then we can sit down and meet on it. That's basically what the Rules Committee is. And so we've been operating this way for 20-some years, and just the fact that an individual who was a senator, who is now a House member, saw the media hype that was used there all of a sudden, and decided that that's the procedure it should be. While at the same time, over in the other body, Rule 23 they ignore, but yet had the rules during that period, we are now in the process of conforming to the Rule Requirement 23, and then legally going through and doing this by having the full committee say, you calendar the bills.
Representative Fuller. Through
the chair to Martha. Martha, what it boils down to, basically, is that instead of, say we've got five bills, we would have to have a meeting. We'd have to sit down, go through, just like you do on every standing committee, go through all the dialogue, be open to people testifying again, et cetera, et cetera, and then we would sign off. Now, that is the repercussions of it. Now, you as a minority and Terry on the Rules Committee have the right at any time to say to the Rules Chairman, hey, I don't like the way you're handling the bills. You've got that right as a member of this House and as a member of this committee to say this is not effective. No one, you weren't here when I asked the question, but I asked the question, was there any positive reports from anybody that suggesting that if we adopt this old way, that we're going to be more effective? I can see it as a real slowing down of our process to get through.
You say adopt the old way.
Well, adopt, to go by the letter of the law, is what I believe. Okay. Rule 18.
But as a matter of fact, we've been operating according to tradition, the way we are now.
Yes.
Your proposal that we not change it.
Yes.
I want to keep it quote is what I'm
saying. Yes, go ahead.
How does it work? What if any member of the committee has a problem with the bill that is in the Rules Committee and that the chairman being the person that acts for the committee? If a member of this committee wants to hold up the bill, how do you handle that?
Well, first of all, you just come to me and talk about it, and we just go from there. You know, we talk with the other, rest of the committee members. If you're the only committee member with a problem on the bill, we could hold a meeting and you'd be outvoted 6-1. So it's just something we'd have to talk about.
The reality of it is that the majority, you as a minority, are at the hands. Scheduling the bill to come to the floor.
Okay, and so technically, see, from the minority standpoint, we're really giving something up by keeping the status quo.
The only thing you're giving up is the action of being able to thump on the table and slow the process down because you don't have the votes to win.
Then I would have to ask, why do we have the rules?
Because there are the times the glitches comes up in the bills that are unforeseen, and they have already passed all the way to the Rules Committee.
My glitch might be your grease, your vice versa.
Your glitch might be correct, and we have to correct it in this committee. Perhaps in finance or some other committee, they made a mistake, okay? And so it would go to Rules, and we would all sit down and take that amendment or that mistake and vote on it in here and amend the bill.
I'm trying to be devil's advocate.
Sure.
Well, you answer questions good that way, though, right?
Plus, with as our responsibility propose any new rule changes. 2 years ago, we did the try to uniform the pay among legislative employees. That was something that was through the Joint Rules Committee, both House and Senate. Such things as this. Representative Davis.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I just reread Rule 23, which is on committee meetings, and it says in here, which we all know this, I guess, but it says in here that the provisions of this rule do not apply to meetings of the Rules Committee when it meets for the purpose of a daily calendar. So, have you seen this?
Yeah, I just had a quick look at it the other day.
So, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, that to me seems like it's pretty clear on the daily calendar. Now,
well, then you have Rule 18 that talks about
rule
the daily calendar.
Rule 23 is a notice of time.
Notice of time.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative,
the way we've been operating, we called Billy Barrier, and Billy Barrier said that the way we've been doing it is legally acceptable by his interpretation of uniform rules.
I'd like to propose a motion.
Okay.
Rules Committee meeting once, officially on record, designating the chairman to do it, and the legal opinion was, well, you have a copy of that there.
Can we go off the record?
Sure.
Sure.